My name is Ted Kessler. I'm a full-time resident of Sears Park at 7 Navy Street. Our home is in a residential neighborhood that looks out to the bay, about 6/10 of a mile from the proposed LPG terminal. My wife Anna and I chose to retire in Searsport in 2003, relocating from the Albany, New York area. Had DCP's huge propane tank and terminal been in place when we were looking to relocate to Maine, we would never, even for an instant, considered a home in Searsport. Other retirees looking to relocate in Maine surely will cross Searsport off their list for the same reason. And over time, this will cause Searsport to lose a viable economic sector with resources and energy to invest in the community. But for us, the harm is already here. We recently obtained a market analysis on our property from a local realtor. It suggests a selling price, $33,000, or about 11.5% less than our purchase price 11 years ago. That is less than our current property tax assessment. I'd add that the realtor bringing us this news asked us that we please not shoot the messenger. We attribute some, but not all, of the loss to a depressed real estate market that's just now beginning to recover, but not here. Just the possibility of DCP's project has had a chilling effect on the local market. I'm sure the planning board has and will hear that from other sources. Since we are already starting in a hole, I'm really concerned about how much deeper the hole will be if DCP's terminal is built. The Fanon report suggests the only way is down. The question is if, but how, not if, but how much. I can only conclude that property devaluation brought to Searsport by DCP's project, combined with an already depressed market, will prevent us and many others from any prospect of recovery in any reasonable time frame, even as the real estate values elsewhere begin to climb. All evidence points in the same direction, and that is down. My family will be saddled with a significant financial loss, as will many others. For folks in our age bracket, this is especially acute. Perhaps some of you have noticed that as you age, the time to recover from significant loss becomes increasingly limited. Surely, as a town and planning board, there must be some sort of cost-benefit analysis for a massive development like DCP proposes. So far, I'm not encouraged by what I have heard from the town departments. Fanon was supposed to gather some independent, unbiased information for cost analysis by the planning board. DCP's project is the largest, most hazardous industrial facility currently proposed in the state. And our town, police, fire, ambulance, and emergency departments say they will have no incurred cost. Not one penny, except for perhaps two extra policemen. I just don't believe it. If DCP builds this, my family is going to lose at a substantial chunk of our equity, as will my neighbors and many other folks in our community. So, please, don't approve this project. Thank you for listening.